Well, a warm welcome to Church of the Resurrection and the celebration of lessons and carols. Stephen Keating just leaned over to me and said she thinks you all need to do a flash mob of True Light down the Inner Harbor. And when you do, let her know she wants to be there and see it. That is our Drake family favorite song. What is Lessons and Carols? What are we doing here tonight? It was the time-honored, century-old tradition of taking the greatest story, the greatest true story ever written, and giving the cliff notes in one evening. Telling the greatest story ever written and making cliff notes so that we could understand it. Now, what makes a great story? Bring to mind the greatest Christmas story ever, right? You've got a hero who starts with in a humble home with a great problem. And yet, he's not treated well. No one recognizes his brilliance. They shun him, and he wants to run away from his calling. Well, as he grows up, he's not sure of himself. But then there's a great problem facing the entire world. And then he's called upon to step up at the last minute and save the day. A hero, a problem, and a salvation. Who is it, right? Rudolph. Rudolph saves the day. I mean, we all love that story. My kids, I still watch it, I admit, on TV every Christmas. Actually, Rudolph tells us a lot because that's the making of a great story. You've got a hero and a great problem, and then the hero saves the day. And the cliff notes of the gospel is God is an amazing God who created us to have an amazing life, to know him and love him, to live in a world that's free of brokenness and death and sickness. But then a great problem came, and it wasn't just the fact that we had noses that were the wrong color. God had a big problem because we said to God, God, we don't actually want you as God. We don't trust you as God. We'd like to live in a world where we're God. And God is so gracious, he let us go, but it was a huge problem because he loves us. How is he going to solve the problem? Here's the hero, his lover, his bride, his people have rejected him. What's he going to do? Is he going to come with power and kill all the bad people and save all the good people? Is he going to come and literally just start doing miracles left and right? Oh no, oh so much more. The story we just heard sung so brilliantly is about a God who took on flesh and said, I will walk where you walk. I will experience what you experienced. Isaiah said it was going to happen. And then our gospel reading said it happened. God took on flesh so that no one can say, you don't understand my life. Who are you, God, to sit up there in heaven and judge me? He came and walked among us. He lived the life all of us should have lived, you and me, that we should have lived. And then he died the death we should have died. And the death he died, according to Colossians, was to reconcile us, to bring us back, to offer us a way to come back. It was like there was a fracture in the family. Anyone know anything about that? Fractures in the family? How do you reconcile a family? You've got to change hearts. You got to have people who are willing to say, I'm sorry, and I messed up, and I want back in the family. Some of you parents, maybe your kids went through a time of rebellion. None of these beautiful kids, of course. My kids, of course not. But some of you might have kids. Don't get any ideas, Keating. You've longed for them to come back, haven't you? That's God's heart for his people. He loves us. And he says, look, I'll wipe away everything you did wrong in your life. I'll forgive you. And I can actually heal the people you've hurt. The people you've hurt, I can heal too. This is the amazing story. That Jesus took our pain and the punishment we deserved and our shame and said, I'll take it and I'll give you my perfect joy and love. How about it? It's a gift, Christmas exchange. It doesn't get any better than that. And so he saves the day. He beats death. Death no longer has a hold. We don't have to be afraid anymore. The firstborn from the dead, Colossians says. And he says, now, if you ever decide you want a relationship with me, the Lord of the universe, if you ever want to come back into God's family, you don't have to work. You don't have to try and get your life all good. You don't have to come to Church of the Resurrection. You don't have to give anybody money. You come by faith and say, Lord, would you just forgive me and help me come back into family? And for those of us who've accepted that gift of grace, of love, that's Christmas. That's why we sing these songs. That's why we begin to say, God, show us what it means to be in your family. Is it really by grace? Are you really a hero that saves people like me and brings us back into the family? That is good news. That's the cliff notes of the greatest story ever told. And it can be your story and my story if we receive the gift of God's Son. By grace, to be back in his family. That's what we were singing about. That's what we've heard about. And that's the story of Christmas. Amen.